Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I got that out straight. We're up online here. We're doing good. I have three things. This is just for fun. This isn't what the show is going to be about. But, you know, every now and then I pull out these crazy holidays. And what day is it today? There's three things going on today. They want you to remember. It's a track day. Do you remember those? The eight track tape. Well, we were all glad they went away, but we do kind of miss them. And it's Barbershop Quartet Day and National Submarine Day. That's what day it is. I bet you didn't know that. I didn't know that. You know, earlier this week, we talked about being on the right or the left, and it was a story about Josiah. He didn't look to the right. He looked to the left. He looked to the Lord. But once again, as I thumbed through the news this morning, and after listening and watching, I tell you what, to the crazy hearings and testimonies in D.C. last night, the terms far left and far right kept getting thrown around. So far right, what exactly does that mean? So you know me, I have to get out the Wikipedia or whatever you call that and look it up. Far right. Politics are politics further on the right of the left-right spectrum than the standard political right, particularly in terms of extreme nationalism, nativist ideologies, and authoritarian tendencies. So far right is the politics further on the right of the left-right. So what is far left? Politics view located further on the left of the left-right spectrum than the standard political left. The term has been used to describe ideologies such as communism, anarchism, left communism, I don't know, it goes on, Marxism, Leninism, and it goes on and on and on. Look, what does conservative mean? Because they threw that one out there too, conservative. Holding to traditional attitudes and values and cautious about change or innovation, typically in the relation to politics or religion. So the radical right is considered, historically it says here in the Wikipedia, especially historical in United States politics, the radical right is a political preference that leans toward extreme conservatism and anti-socialism. The term was first used by social scientists in the 1950s regarding a small group that was referred to as the John Birch Society in the United States, and since then it has been applied to similar groups worldwide. The term radical was applied to the groups because they sought to make fundamental, hence radical, why is fundamental radical, changes within institutions and remove from political life persons and institutions that threatened their values or economic interests. They were called right-wing primarily because of their opposition, like this is a bad thing, to socialism or communism or Marxism, and it goes on and mentions the other isms. Well, you know, it's, I'm trying to figure out why we as a people accept these terms. Far right, far left, ultra conservative. Have you personally ever wondered why? Why we do that? Why we accept the terminologies? Maybe it's my stubborn conservative nature that's clouding my view. But I'm kind of tired of hearing this far right, far left stuff. Why don't they just call it what it is? But why is it far? Why is it far right to believe in freedom and independence, to believe in God? Why is that considered far? They say far right as if it's a dirty word. This nation has fought for freedom and independence here and abroad. We fought things like socialism and communism. Yet, it's called far. Far right. As if that's something wrong. And the far left is about government control. Establishment officials controlling the people, dictating over them. Yeah, it's far all right. It's far left, they say. Why don't we just call it corrupt and wrong? And lacking in freedom. Why don't we just call it tyrannical, which is what it is? I was taught, or perhaps it was bred in me, that to love God, to love family, and to love your country. Because I cling to those three blessings, I guess I'm considered to be far right. I would guess that our founding fathers, who are now considered to be radical far right and white nationalists, that their vision and their bloodshed for this independence that we used to enjoy and freedom from a tyrannical king was wrong. It was far right, so it's wrong. The left is telling us that they were evil men. They weren't saints, but they weren't evil men. They were looking for something. It's an experiment that the people would govern themselves. Well, obviously, the people or the sheeple can't do that. We're not capable. So far right is a bad thing these days. You know, the scriptures tell us they will call good evil and evil good. And I'm not calling everybody on the right necessarily good. But they've given us these terms, these ideologies, these names. But the truth is, there is a right, meaning correct, and there is a wrong. And it has nothing to do with politics. The phrases far right and far left, their reasoning, sometimes the politicians I'm referring to, are far out. Again, I say, it's about being correct. It's not about being far right or far left. It's about being correct and righteous. Not politically correct, but personally, morally correct. So as we look through the news today, and we see some of the things that have happened or that they're talking about, let's not think far right and far left. Let's think about what is morally correct. Let's not think about politically correct. Let's think about morally correct and see what we could come up with. Where do you stand? I just received this. This just came out just before I went on the air that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been arrested in London. He was dragged from his Ecuadorian embassy and arrested, and he was charged today with conspiracy to commit computer intrusion for aiding Chelsea Manning in the cracking of a password to a classified U.S. government computer in 2010. The U.S. Justice Department announced hours after Assange's arrest in London. So they have him arrested. You know, he played a big part in the politics of the 2016 election, and I was always just a little bit weary of him. He did have stuff that he had stolen, so he did have things. But do you really trust somebody that's willing to steal? I don't know. We'll see what turns out with that. Are you on the far right, the far left, or far out? 877-895-5410. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Invest in a good night's sleep for you and your family. Families need to save money and be practical. A good night's sleep is first in helping you and your loved ones build your immune systems and strengthen your brain to be alert during your day. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the four-pack special. Enter promo code BethAnn. You'll receive 2 MyPillow premium pillows as well as 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Or call 1-800-978-6168. Be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. Your family, your friends, our nation is worth the investment of a good night's sleep. Machine washable, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. MyPillow made for you. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow made in the USA. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home with a good night's sleep. MyPillow, made in the USA. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to go to William from Delaware. He wants to talk about Julian. William, how are you today?
Yes, good morning, Beth Ann. I'm doing well.
Good.
I've been awake since 5 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time following this whole affair in the U.K. Mixed feelings.
I do too.
I can't exactly say that the methodology that Mr. Assange used to gather the information may or may not have been legal, but I think his attorney, Barry Pollack, incidentally up on Drudge, they have a link to the unsealed indictment right now. You might want to go have your people go there and download it. Barry Pollack, who is his U.S. attorney representing Mr. Assange, says this. The news that criminal charges have apparently been filed against Mr. Assange is even more troubling than the haphazard manner in which the information has been revealed. The government bringing criminal charges against someone for publishing truthful information is a dangerous path for democracy to take. I find that a very curious and thoughtful statement.
I think so, too. Well, we've seen that in this arena in D.C. I mean, they don't want the truth. They don't want it to get out. They want the... It is just crazy, William. It really is.
Yes, it is. And just one other final thing, because I know many other people probably want to call. They're saying that the action that was taken today may have something to do with some upcoming details that Mr. Barr is going to reveal in his Mueller transcript. So the bottom line is this is much bigger and part of a much larger picture. Keep your eyes open, people.
I assumed it would be. Appreciate it, William. Appreciate it very much. I had not looked up a whole lot on it yet because it just now came across and I was trying to put a show together. So I haven't got a lot of information just yet. We're going to go to Joe in Arkansas. Joe, how are you today? I haven't heard from you for a while.
Yeah, good morning, Bethany. Yeah, the shortwave is actually sort of coming in today. I can actually make out what you're talking about.
Okay.
It's been very bad for several weeks now. But finally, I'm able to hear something of what you're talking about. And I wanted to comment on the far right, far left business that you were talking about.
Far out.
I think where it all comes from, you know, I think we've got these globalists, mm-hmm. which is a bunch of international banks and international corporations, huge banks and huge corporations, that they're monopoly people. They want complete monopoly of the economies and the governments of the world. They want all the political power. They want a complete monopoly of the economy. And they do not like the American system where the people have some freedom and where the people can have some self-government and choose their representatives and so on like that, and where the people have free enterprise. They can go into whatever business they want and compete with these big, giant international big businesses. And so these monopoly people don't like that. And so what they do with their media is anybody that opposes their program, they label them something really ugly sounding so that you will not think about what they actually say, so that you will shy away from actually looking at what they say and what they believe in and seeing if it actually makes any sense, and instead just avoid them and shun them and denounce them and stay away from them and oppose them because they have got this ugly label pinned on them. So people that support the American system of free enterprise and freedom for the people and self-government to the people, they pin the label far-right extremist on them.
I know.
Or white nationalist or who knows what. And, of course, anybody that wants the country to be somewhat more self-sufficient and not completely dependent on other countries, you know, for all our stuff, with all our money going out of the country all the time to pay for stuff from foreign countries, they call that person an isolationist. And so they've just got endless numbers, and anybody that makes any criticism of what the government of Israel does, they call them an anti-Semite. And, you know, they've always got an ugly label to pin on anybody that opposes their program in any way.
Well, yeah, and if you're for borders, you're a racist. You just don't like other people coming into the country. And, of course, they say brown people or whatever. And it's like, that's just nuts. But you're right, and they've been labeling us for a long time. They label us by gender. They label us by lifestyles. They label us where we live, you know. If you're in rural America, you know, you're no good. You're a deplorable. They just can't – they do that, and you end up having this persona, like you said, and go, oh, yeah, they're far right. What's wrong with them? So
yeah, the idea is that anyone that opposes their program, they don't want anybody actually looking at what they say and thinking rationally about whether it makes sense or not. They just want, you know, to label that person with some kind of evil, ugly-sounding name so that you'll think, that person is evil. I'm not going to believe or listen to or anything they say. I'm going to oppose them, you know, because they have this evil-sounding, ugly label pinned on them.
Yeah.
So that's why they do it.
All right.
Shut down rational thought. Can I say one more thing about that?
Sure.
Yeah, you've got a listener named Bill. I think he's from New Mexico that contacted me some time ago. He emailed me, and I have tried to email him back, and my emails don't get through to him. Every time I email the address that he emailed me from, you know, I get a message saying that this is bounced back, it's undeliverable, you know, that the account is, there's no account by that name or whatever. So I've been trying to contact Bill and trying to answer his emails, but somehow his emails get through to me, but mine apparently don't get through to him.
Okay.
So if he'd like to call me, he'd be welcome to. My telephone number is 479-442-6194. 479-442-6194. Sorry, I haven't been able to get back to your emails, Bill.
Okay. All right. All right.
Thank you very much, Beth.
You're welcome. You're welcome. We're going to go to Gary in Illinois real quick. Gary, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Well, I know that the Julian Assange, he has been getting demonized for blowing the whistle on a lot of evil stuff. And we really got to watch out because they like to put little seeds in our brains
mm-hmm.
to make people look terrible. I mean, they've done that year after year. This man has blown the whistle, and we better respect that because it's for all of us.
You know,
so
if you
what I want to say, and we better watch what we say until we see what's really going on. This guy's got a big dot on his head where he could be shot at any time.
Oh, absolutely. If you remember during the 2016 campaign, he was divulging some things that people needed to know, and nothing that he's ever put out there has been disputed. It has been seen as truth.
It's always been right on.
Yeah, and, you know, whenever all some of that first took place and he got thrown into, where he had to seek asylum somewhere, you know, protection.
Right.
I remember Sean Hannity.
You're dealing with the Clintons, you better watch out because they kill people.
Yes, they do. Or they end up dead, don't they? Anyway, so
yes, I do.
So Hannity interviewed him, and Hannity had even said, you know, I had my misgivings about you. I have mixed feelings about what you've done and this kind of thing, and going back to this Chelsea Manning situation, and of course he was accused of sexual abuse or something, but he did interview him, and it was quite interesting during that 2016 election, and I think that's when my ears perked up. I hadn't paid a whole lot of attention to him before, so I appreciate it, Big Gary. We do need to keep watch.
All right, I listen to you a lot. Thanks.
Thank
a lot.
You. I appreciate that. Thank you. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you. Bye bye.
Thanks. I had some other things about the far left and the far right. And of course, you know, I liked what William said about the truth. They don't like it when the truth comes out, and that is considered to be bad. So, okay, we have real quick, we have Ray from St. Louis, Greg. I'm sorry, we have Greg.
Hey, Beth Ann.
How are you doing today?
This is your cousin, Greg Tyree.
How are you, cuz?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I've been listening to you here lately, and what you hit on today about the far left, far right is spot on. I think that the U.S. Constitution needs to be brought back into the school system so that these people that are growing up without it, and that's why we're having the problems that we're having now, they don't realize where the founding fathers came from and what we stand for as a people. And therefore, we're getting divided, and they're taking advantage of that division, and they're seeking nothing but power up there on the hill.
You know,
that's all I really got to say.
Okay. Well, it is. It's all about dividing us. They know if we ever come together and figure this out, they're done. They're done. Thank you, Greg. Good to see you. You shouldn't be a stranger. St. Louis
isn't that far. We'll get together soon, okay?
We best. All right. Thank you, Greg. You were going to do the show with me one time, and you didn't make it down here. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's kind of fun when you have a cousin call. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Far right, far left. Where do you stand? 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call Free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways. Rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about the far right and the far left and how they come up with these labels and these terms and they toss them out there. So, earlier this week, I shared with you the fact that they're putting before us a bill or an act. It's called the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. This is to protect the unborn. At about 20 weeks, approximately 5 months into a pregnancy, it is scientifically and medically determined that this baby feels pain. And if they do any kind of a surgery or anything while the baby is still in the uterus, they will give the baby a sedative, painkillers, to help with that. And they've done things like open heart surgery and other things. So this is something that they're trying to do to save babies. And it's considered a far right idea. To love life and to want to protect the unborn is considered to be far right. Like that's a bad thing. And the far right is trying to save these lives. And the left, or the far left, They claim it takes away the rights of the female, of the mother, that the child has no rights. And Hillary Clinton flat out said that. They have no constitutional right. So is it far right or is it far left or is it something that's morally right, correct, to save a life, to hold life dear and precious? So this is one example, and the left, the far left, say that it is wrong and it is evil that we're hurting women in this, in saving a child's life. Then we have the Equality Act that is forcing schools to allow boys who claim they are females, transgender boys, to be and participate in female sports. That's your far left. You're far right if you think, no, that's a boy and that's a girl and there's a difference. I mean, that's just plain out radical, people. Yet, these same people will have an ultrasound to find out what the sex of their baby's going to be. And this crazy Equality Act, which is not going to bring equality to anyone, has removed. You talk about going backwards. Women have fought for sports for so long. And this is unfair. Because no matter what kind of clothes this transgender male puts on, no matter what he tells you that he feels like a female, his body is male. His DNA will always be male. It doesn't matter how many hormones he injects. It doesn't matter how many surgeries he has. His DNA will be male. He's not built the same as the females. And it's not fair competition. And it is stealing the women's sports away from the women. Far right, far left. What's morally correct in that area? And in talking about abortion, I mentioned to you, I think yesterday, that I have a card that has some statistics on it. Statistics of loss of life. Just to put it in perspective. No, I'm getting ready to send President Trump and Vice President Pence one of my T-shirts and the little bands that I wear that have Christ from the womb to thank them for their stance for life. I don't imagine you'll see them wearing them, but I'm going to send them to them anyway. In the Civil War, we lost 498,332 citizens. In World War I, we lost 116,708 citizens. In World War II, we lost 407,316 citizens. The Korean War, we lost 54,246 citizens. In the Vietnam War, we lost 58,655 citizens. I really thought that was higher than that. The Persian Gulf War, we lost 372. I thought that was higher, too. The War on the Unborn, through abortion, we've lost 49,551,703. Now, I've got a feeling this card may not quite be up to date, but perhaps it is. This is coming from pro-life group in Pennsylvania, Right to Life. Maybe it's just talking about Pennsylvanians that were lost. Because I know that when I was at the Vitae the other night, they said that we'd lost 60 million babies. There is no nation that can survive by killing its future generations. If you have a genocide of your future generations, your nation is doomed. Not by climate change, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but by out-and-out murder. And in that, you are correct. The blood will be on your hands. It is on our hands for allowing it. It's far right or far left? What do you see? How do you stand? And I shared this article with you really rapidly yesterday about, it's coming from the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And she talks about hoaxes and scams. And that's exactly what's going on with our government. We're being scammed, people. From the far right and the far left. The politicians. The globalists, as one of you said when you called in. You know, they're telling you that if we have one provider, which is going to be the government of health care, that it's going to be cheaper, but it's not going to be cheaper, and it's not going to be better care. It's the complete and total opposite. When you have come, do you remember, I know I'm old, when they had gas wars, and one gas station would lower his gas a penny or something, and the other one would have to do that, and they'd have these little gas wars. That's called competition, and that's how you decided where you were going to fill her up. Well, there's no competition anymore. There's no more gas wars. And there soon will not, if this continues, this healthcare campaign, to give everybody free Medicare, free, they said Medicaid by accident, and that's exactly what it is. The competition is gone. There'll be no more competition in your health care. And you will not have control. And I want to talk about that a little bit when we come back. You will not have control of your health care. Really, you haven't had for a long time, but it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. 877-895-5410 is the number to call us. 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-3 862338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-9000. 6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're talking about far right, far left, far out. I wanted to explain to you my perception, anyway, on health care and insurance. Think about back in the day. Now, most of you are probably way too young for this. I think I'm too young for this, before insurance companies even existed. You could afford to go to the doctor. You had a choice of what doctor you went to. You and your doctor discussed your care and made a decision. If you needed medication, your doctor would prescribe medication. You'd take your little paper prescription and you'd take it to the whatever drugstore you wanted to go to, and you got your prescription, got it filled. Well, people became afraid. You know, we had the word cancer, and then there were other things that would happen in our lives, and if you had to go to the hospital and you had to have treatments or surgeries, it was expensive. And then back in those days, it was, you could put yourself on a payment plan with the hospital. I think people still do that today. But major medical insurance came out, and that was for those who could afford it and were fearful of some catastrophic ailment such as cancer or such as an accident that would cause you great lengths of surgeries or whatever, therapies to take care of you. Well, then the insurance companies got to clicking. Well, why don't we offer this and why do we offer that? And the more that they offered, the more expensive things became. Now stop and think about this. Insurance is a gamble. You're gambling that you might get sick, and they're gambling you aren't going to get sick, and they get to keep that money. Then they decided they wanted to go another step further, and they're going to pay for these doctor visits. So we have the HMOs and the PPOs that came out to be. I know I'm kind of jumping around here. And that happened under Hillary Clinton's watch when she fixed health care. I didn't know it was broke, but she fixed health care. And we have the HMOs and the PPOs. So no longer can you choose your doctor. It has to be whatever insurance plan allows, whatever doctor is signed up under that particular plan. Same with your pharmacy. Same with your lab work. I only know all this because I was working in the medical field at the time, and it became quite confusing for people. They didn't realize. And let me remind you, I know I've told this story before, but the governor of this state, back in that day, he actually saw one of the physicians in that office, and I was the head receptionist. I met him at the door. And right after he'd signed all the new insurances over to the state workers, which he is one of, he waltzes into the clinic that's not listed on his insurance to have his lab work done. So I had to tell my boss, he's coming in, and she tells me, yeah, he can't have it, but we're going to talk to the doctor. So the doctors let it slide for the governor of the state, but not for you, not for me. But the point was, he signed something. He was clueless of what it was going to do. And he didn't have to at least suffer the consequences that time. He could still see one of the doctors, but he could not have his lab work done at that particular lab. We had a lab in the clinic. So the choices, the freedom, was gone. And it's getting farther and farther away today. And it's getting more and more expensive. I don't know about you, but I know what the health care was costing for us. And if you have a family, it's astronomical. So health care, before insurance and after insurance, and that was when we still had insurance competing with one another. Those are getting knocked out right and left. Far right and far left. So, I'm running out of time here. I had some things I wanted to share with you. Let's share this one. The far wrong I've got, and that would be Hillary Clinton. More and more is coming out since the Mueller report. Now, many of the news outlets that I use have been talking about these things for a long time. But now there's a timeline coming out, and Hillary Clinton's cover-up of her emails, and it's discovered. It says here that the Platte River Network, the company that used BleachBit on Hillary Clinton's server while it was under a congressional subpoena, referred to its own actions as the Hillary cover-up operation in the internal emails. You'd think they could have come up with something a little better than that. They're not very smart. They must have really thought they weren't going to get caught. Anyway, things are coming out in the FBI notes just received by the Judicial Watch. An agent wrote about the Platte River email, which refers to the Hillary cover-up operation work ticket archive. Determined to track down the truth no matter where it might lead, the FBI agent asked the emailer what the words meant. He said Hillary cover-up operation meant that the Platte River Network's employee mumbled something about a server and the backups in the emails. They had to get rid of things and cover it up because she was guilty. Would we call it treason? I would. But what is going to be found out, I don't know for sure, but I've got a feeling we're in for a big shakeup. What has happened in the last several years? It's not really new. It just escalated when they decided to frame Donald Trump just in case. Just in case he became president. Because he's not one of them. He's not one of the deep state. And let me tell you that so many on the Republican side and the Democrat side, they're far out. They're deeply corrupt. They're immoral. And the more they get that way, the deeper it goes, the more you find out, you'll realize that they have taken your rights and your liberties, and they have gained monetarily. Now, I mentioned yesterday, we're going to get Anthony Antiso back on, and he's written a book, and he's studying the Constitution from 1977 to now. It's a timeline of things that they've done, and how it is that we look at one Constitution and declare it, and they have a different one. This. Something that they have created. Looks similar to ours, with a few little differences. It'll be interesting, and we'll study that. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. Far right, far right, far left. Bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A Short Course in Global Governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSC Talk Radio and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.